officers. What seems to be the problem?
Ma'am, we have your child.
I don't have a child.
Why would you want to say a thing like that, Mama?
Rascal!
Why, officer? My mama may be a drinker, but my mama is all I have. Why, mama? Why? No, why, mama?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Very sorry for the inconvenience, but we'll be fine. Okay?
It's cool, we, you know, because she know that y'all recognize her, so she's not going to do nothing stupid. Okay? So, I mean, I got your pager number, right? Okay. All right. My man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, officer.
Thank you. Thank you. No, we'll be fine. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Little boy,
what are you doing?
I needed a ride home. I got stuck at the bar. My mother asked me not to go, but hell, I rise.
You are a bad little boy. You're the baddest little boy I've ever met. Come on, I'm taking you to your mother.
You ain't got to be
crying, baby. Come on, I'm taking you to your mother.
You go to your mother. I'm staying here. I want to watch Cave. You got Jeff Cobb and EJ.
To give you a line. I used to give my daddy a line all the time.
Well, Gina, that's what I'm worried about, okay? You're the reason your father got a sunroof in his afro.
Get out of here. You just make sure you get your hair cut by Friday, okay?
Friday?
Honey, I told you, we're having dinner with these new clients. They're very big fans of yours, and it would really help me get the account.
Oh, I didn't tell you?
Uh-uh.
Well, Stan fired the Quiet Storm DJ. Mm-hmm. And, guess who's taking over?
Martin, you're quitting the morning show to work the midnight show?
No, girl, I ain't stupid.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna work both shifts.
Martin, Stan is paying you double the money, isn't he?
Girl, you know what is wild, right? Is I always wanted to work the night shift. I mean, like, it's a great opportunity.
Uh-huh. So you're getting nothing. Right? That's what's going on.
No, nothing but opportunity, Gina. And when opportunity comes knocking, I'm gonna be at the door like this. What's up? Come on in here, opportunity. You want something to drink?
Martin, baby, that sounds like Stan talking. Come on. He's using you. Martin, besides, I mean, we never get to see each other anymore.
Yeah.
There'd be no more late night cuddling.
Oh, shoot. I'd miss that.
And there'd be no more sneaking away at lunchtime.
What? Mm-mm. We couldn't sneak away a taste?
Nah.
I mean, what about behind the thing?
Nothing behind the thing.
But
either.
That's your spot. You like to go.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right.
Martin?
Yeah.
I might as well throw away my Victoria's Secret catalog. In fact, I'm going to do that right now.
No. You don't want to do that. Okay, fine. I tell you what.
Yes?
All right? I'll do the show tonight, and then I'll quit.
Just one night?
Yeah. Just one night. All right? It'll be fun, okay? But, baby, tell me this doesn't sound fly, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You're on a love train with Martin Payne.
Ooh.
Woo-woo. Uh-huh. No. Our destination is love.
Mm.
Mm. with stops along the way of passion, ecstasy.
Well,
so hop aboard, Gina. We're making an express stop in the bedroom.
All right.
Woo, woo. I gotta get ready to get out of here, but before I go, here's something for the love in you. A little something in the morning to make you rise.
Morning, morning, morning. Martin, 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 you are doing a hell of a job, man. They love you out there.
Oh, well, thank you, Stan. Thank you, man. But I got a little bad news.
What?
I ain't gonna be able to do the show after tonight, brother.
What's the problem?
Don't take this personal, but sometimes I feel you use people, Stan.
Use people, Martin? That's not coming from you. That's woman talk. Let me guess. It's Gina, ain't it?
No, it is not Gina, man. I just decided that my relationship was more important.
Martin, hold on a minute. Did I hear you use the word relationship?
Yes.
Martin, that's a punk word.
You know what? This is stupid, Stan, all right?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Observe, Martin. Oh, Sean, come in here.
Yeah, what is it, money?
Sean, yesterday I heard you use the word relationship.
What? Are you calling me a punk? Oh, no, 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 someone done told you wrong, pimp man. It's time you and me get it on right now. Now, come on, come on.
Slow your roll, Sean. Slow your roll. I must have misunderstood.
All right. Just watch your mouth. Cause I ain't no punk.
See, man, even Sean knows. Martin, I hate to say it, but you are whipped.
See, brother, you got the wrong man. I ain't whipped.
No, brother, I don't have the wrong man, and I'm gonna prove it to you with the Stan Winters Are You Whipped test.
Oh. Whatever, Stan.
Question one. Do you hold her after making love to her?
Yes! I think any decent brother would.
Well, after holding her, you do ask her to leave, don't you?
Stan, man, you a bugging, bruh.
Martin, this ain't looking too good. Last question. When she talks to you, do you ever find yourself listening?
Go ahead, Stan.
Martin, I don't need to go no further. You are so whipped, I could spread you on my sandwich. Martin,
what?
Gina is controlling you, and pretty soon, man, she's gonna be dressing you.
Yeah, well, maybe she need to dress your ass, all right? Stan, let me tell you something, man, okay? I'm going home to my woman, Gina, okay? Whooped. Man, please, whipped. Tell me I'm whipped?
Hey, honey, right on time. You must be tired from working all night. You just come on in here and sit down, because I made you some breakfast.
You made me breakfast, huh?
Uh-huh.
I know you did, because I'm in control up in here.
Right. Martin, I bought you something.
Yeah, you brought me something. What you buy your man? What you buy me?
I bought you this shirt, because I thought you might like to wear Friday night. That's a nice color.
Is that right? Is that right, Gina? You thought I might like to wear this Friday night? What, so you dressing me, Gina? You dressing me now, huh?
Martin, I always do. I picked out that shirt you have on now.
Oh, damn, that's right. This is kind of fly. That was then, this is now. Okay? Don't be buying me nothing. Check with me before you start buying stuff, all right? Check with me.
Martin, look, I don't know what this is all about. You've been up all night, and you're overtired, so why don't you just catch yourself some shut-eye, and we'll talk about this later, okay?
No, 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 no. We can talk now, Gina, okay? Because I'm wide awake. My eyes are wide open. Open like a smoker, Gina. Okay?
I can see clear now. And for the first time in my life, I don't like what I'm seeing. You playing me?
What? Martin, I am so glad you're not taking this job on permanently because you act insane when you don't get any sleep.
Correction. I'm taking the job permanently. Don't look startled.
Fine, Martin, you take that job, but you know we're hardly gonna see each other anymore.
Oh, come on with the seeing of each other. All right, please. Okay? And let me tell you something, Gina. I could work 10 jobs, baby, and come home and still have you climbing the walls. That's right, climbing the walls, Gina. Spider-Man. Girl, I will have you screaming so loud, the whole neighborhood will know my name.
Oh, yeah, you mean Jackass! Jackass! Oh, Jackass!
You ain't got to...
Listen, Martin, since you have so much energy, I'll just expect you at dinner Friday before your night shift, okay?
Hey. I'm a man of my word. I'll be there, but I won't be wearing that shirt you brought me.
Whatever, Martin. Just eat your breakfast.
What? You don't tell me what to eat, Gina. I don't want this, you know what I'm saying? I was planning on going to the IHOP. I want some pancakes. Okay? You know how you like me now, you know? On women gonna tell you what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat it. You must be out your damn mind. And I tell you this, and I tell you this. I'm a little short right now. You got $5 I can buy.
Yo, man, I ain't slept in 5 days.
Martin, brother, you are killing yourself, and it doesn't make any sense.
You're working 2 jobs, right? No extra pay, no extra exposure, and why?
You wanna know why, Tommy? You wanna know why? Because Gina told me not to, brother. You follow me? See, if I start listening to her now, when will it end? I'll be whipped for the rest of my life.
I ain't wanna get in your business, right? But, you've been whipped for a little while now, Martin. You know that? Man, now, Gina got your nose open, boy. She got it open so wide you look like you've been sniffing bowling balls, okay?
Straight up? Yo, Tom, yo, well, then break it down for me, man. I gotta know what's happening,
okay,
what's going
okay,
on.
Hold on, Martin. Look, it's not like, you know, there are any big changes or anything, you know.
Right. It's just little by little, you know, she just keep chipping away at you.
Straight up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, like your pad, right? Used to smell like a man's pad, you know.
See?
You know what I'm saying? Corn chips and stuff like that, you know. But now it just smell like potpourri up in here, man.
Yo, man, Gina put that in here.
Martin, your toilet paper, man. You see, the roll of toilet paper in your bathroom used to be white.
Mm. Yeah.
Now I believe it's pink and lavender.
Oh, yeah. So, wait. You think I'm whipped too, Tommy?
Hold on, not that I think you whipped, okay? It's just that, you know, compared to the way that you used to be, yeah, you whipped.
God, where's the old Martin at, huh, God? We miss him. Bring him back.
Could you bring him back to us, God?
No, man. Please.
No, man. Please. No, man, over here. No. Oh, man.
That's right. That's okay. Yeah, that's right, Gina. The old Martin is back, Gina. And guess who's coming to dinner, baby?
Robert, use a glass. See, now, why are you going to start that?
Men.
Martin should be here any moment. He's probably stuck in traffic or something.
You know, I can't wait to meet him. I am his biggest fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Gina! Where you at? Oh, I'll be there. Hold up. Yo, whoa! Oh, damn. I got all my shoes and everything. You ain't supposed to wear shoes up in here.
Yo, somebody get those. Oh, Cadillac. Please. Thank you very much.
Martin.
What?
Martin.
Yeah.
Remember those very important clients of mine who are very big fans of yours?
Oh,
yeah. This is Kimberly and Robert Douglas.
Okay, cool. What's up, y'all? Let me pull up the little pad or something. Sit on down here. What's happening? What's up?
What's up?
Shh. Wait a minute, sister. I mean, you ain't got to be shushing the brother. I mean, if the brother wants to what's up me, he can what's up me. Yo, Robert. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That is what I'm talking about. Girl, give me one of these biscuits. You ain't gonna eat it anyway.
That's a ton of wrong.
See what I'm saying? Robert, I know I just met you, right? And I just met your lady here, right? I don't even know her and she's correcting me. Now, why do women got to be correcting us all the time, right? Now, if I say this is a biscuit, this is a biscuit. Huh? But grab you one here, man. Grab it. She ain't gonna eat it. Right, let me show you how you work it. Okay, now take it. Do like your mother told you, right? You know how women are. They worry about their weight. Okay, sop it up.
Okay,
get a little gravy on it. Sop it. Now, you got the sop.
I got the sop.
Okay, now bring it. Let the juice roll. Let the juice roll. Go.
No, man.
Oh, now, that's cool.
Now, this is fun. It's
not what I'm talking about.
What are you doing? You're embarrassing me. And what are you wearing? Swaddle.
Gina, why are you whispering, Gina? Huh? We ain't got no secrets. Oh, yeah, don't look surprised on your face. The old Martin is back, okay? And I'm not whooped no matter what Stan says.
Stan? Oh, God.
No? Robert, you are making a mess.
Handling your business, man.
Woman, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. How you feel?
I feel strong.
How you feel?
I feel free.
That's what I'm talking about. Fellas, I got to know. No, girl, don't you? Girl, no. Not now. Fellas, I got to know, how many of y'all rather be at home watching TV, scratching your ass? Look, ain't this sad? See, I'm a free man. I'm free to make my own decisions. You know what I'm saying? I bet all y'all got on something your woman bought for you. I bet you do. Don't you? Show me. Point to it. Come on, y'all. Free yourselves. If you want to be a man, free yourself. You know what? Fellas, we gotta get ready to get up out of here. Let's roll.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on, fellas. Hold on. Watch how I handle this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What's up?
Martin, I will see you at home.
Yeah. When I get there. Yo, fellas.
About the rest of y'all, I miss my woman.
I'm tired. I want to go home. But I cannot because of Martin.
No, man, don't blame me, man. Y'all act like a bunch of punks. Y'all ran out of there.
Oh, Gina,
what are you doing?
Well, me and the ladies were having a little chat with Stan, and he has something he wants to say to you, right?
Yeah, Martin, I have been checking your test scores, man, and dig it. You are not whipped. It was a computer error. As a matter of fact, you have your woman in check.
What?
I mean, you have a good relationship.
Thank you, Stan. You can go now.
Okay, I'm gonna go. But you women, all of y'all gonna pay for busting up my Cadillac.
Ladies, round them up, get them out of here. And you, let's go.
All right, girlfriend, I'll talk to you later. I've got your number, okay? We'll talk.
And you, put that head down.
Dude, that was wild, because everybody came in. It was like walking tall, because y'all had stick to it. Baby, you remember when you said that I act insane when I don't get no sleep?
Uh-huh.
Girl, it turns out you were right. Because the doctor just called. I got to pick up a prescription. Uh-huh. Come on, let's... Okay, look, Gina, okay? You weren't playing me, babe. Stan was. Come on, baby, let's
get out. No, Martin. I have something to say.
Gina?
Wait. I do not want to control you. That is not what we're about.
Okay, boo. Okay, all right. I am sorry. All right? I'm sorry I make you miss the account, okay? I was acting crazy.
Actually, Martin, I got the account. Kimberly liked the way I handled Stan's car.
No, you did not get the account.
Yes, I did.
Girl, you come give me some of the wet mouth.
No.
Just a little taste of...
No.
Just a little taste of the wet mouth.
No. Martin.
I'm Martin. I'm happy for you.
We may be partners and all, but I'm still mad at you. And, you know what?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about being whipped anymore, Martin, because for the next month, you're gonna be whipping yourself. Gonna tell me not to tell him when to eat, not to eat, and how not to eat. You know, you must be out trying.
I'm gonna be a comedian someday. I wanna watch the show. I wanna watch them comedy game. You got Def Comedy Jam.